Hello, everybody. It's time for NHK World, Radio Japan, Easy Japanese. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jonathan Shear. Let's have fun learning Japanese together.
The key sentence for Lesson 31 is...
もう82歳ですよ。
I'm already 82 years old.
The main character of our skit is Anna, an international student from Thailand. Last time, Anna enjoyed taking pictures of Mount Fuji. Now she's at Sakura's grandmother's home in Shizuoka City. The grandmother is very healthy. She's living alone, taking care of a kitchen garden.
Let's listen to the skit for Lesson 31. The key sentence is...
もう82歳ですよ。
I'm already 82 years old.
おばあさん、お元気ですね。
もう82歳ですよ。
さあ、お茶をどうぞ。
わあ、綺麗な緑色。香りもいいです。
Okay, let's explain the skit. Anna said to Sakura's grandmother,
おばあさん、お元気ですね。
Grandma, you sure are healthy, aren't you?
おばあさん
is grandma or grandmother, an old woman. Grandpa, a grandfather or an old man is
おじいさん、お元気
is the adjective
元気
with an honorific
お
元気 means healthy or full of energy.
This
is a polite expression at the end of a sentence.
ね
is a particle you use when you're moved or impressed by something.
I see many healthy elderly people here in Japan, and it's really nice to know that so many people are filled with energy.
Indeed. And grandma answers,
もう82歳ですよ。
I'm already 82 years old.
もう
is already.
82
is 82.
歳
is years old. It comes after numbers and expresses age. This is a polite expression at the end of a sentence.
よ
is a particle you use at the end of a sentence when you provide a new piece of information.
For 82, we combined 80, which is 80, and ni, and say 82, right?
Yes, for two-digit numbers, you first say a number in the second digit and add a number in the first digit after it. For example, 25 is 20.
20
plus 5.
5.
So you say
25.
But when you talk about ages, some numbers are pronounced differently from their regular pronunciations. 1 year old is
1歳.
8 years old is
8歳.
10 years old is
10歳.
And 20 years old is
20歳.
Michelle, what do we say when we ask somebody his or her age?
You say,
おいくつですか?
How old are you? But you have to be careful. In Japan, it is considered bad manners to ask a woman her age. Now, it seems that tea is ready.
さあ、お茶をどうぞ。
Now, please have some tea. You say,
さあ。
When you prompt others to do something.
お茶。
Is tea in an honorific form. It has
茶。
Tea with an honorific お before it.
Wait a second. Just a little earlier, お was attached to an adjective, 元気.
You can also attach お to nouns to say them in a polite way. Let's go back to the skit.
お.
After お茶 is a particle indicating the object.
どうぞ.
Is please.
Shizuoka is known for its production of green tea, so the tea must be delicious.
Anna says,
わあ、きれいな緑色.
Oh, it's a beautiful green color.
わあ.
Is Oh,
きれいな
is the な adjective.
きれい
beautiful with a suffix, な.
When きれい modifies a noun, it becomes きれいな, right?
Yes.
緑色
is a green color. It consists of green.
緑
and a color.
色
But when we talk about tea in Japan, we usually mean green tea, 緑茶. Michelle, can you please teach us the names of some other colors?
Red is
赤。
Blue is
青。
Yellow is
木。香りもいいです。
It has a good fragrance too.
香り
is a fragrance, a pleasant smell.
も
is to or also.
いい
is good. This is a polite expression at the end of a sentence. Now we know what the skit means, so let's listen to the skit for lesson 31 again. Today's key sentence is
もう82歳ですよ。
I'm already 82 years old.
おばあさん、お元気ですね。
もう82歳ですよ。
さあ、お茶をどうぞ。
わあ、綺麗な緑色。香りもいいです。
Now it's time for Teach's Teacher, where Program Supervisor Professor Akane Tokunaga teaches us today's point for learning.
Michelle, when we talk about green tea, we say ocha. And we learn that when we attach o to words, we can make expressions more polite. Can we attach o to any words to make them sound more polite?
Let's ask our teacher.
私が教えましょう。
Here's what she says.When we want to show respect to the listener or the person we're talking about, we say お or ご before nouns or adjective concerning that person. For example,
仕事
work becomes
お仕事元気
healthy becomes
お元気
and
家族
family becomes
ご家族
Also, to make expressions generally more polite, we often add おor go before nouns. Some nouns are almost always used with o or go.
お茶
tea and
おばあさん
grandma or grandmother or an old woman. On the other hand, some nouns never take o or go. This includes loan words from foreign languages such as
カメラ
a camera or cameras. Then you may wonder when we use o and when go.We use go with nouns originally from China. For all the other nouns, we use o. But it might be difficult to tell which words came from China. So please memorize them whenever nouns with o or go comes up.
That was today's Teach Us Teacher.
Next up, we have sound words.Where we introduce the words that simulate sounds, noises, or behaviors.
Wow, sounds like somebody's drinking something with gusto.
We have a word to describe this sound.
ごくごく。
ごくごく expresses the sound a person makes when he or she is drinking something in big gulps.When someone is taking a quick drink of something with great force, we say
Gabu gabu.
In today's sound words, we introduced
Goku goku
and
Gabu gabu.
Before closing, Anna looks back on today's events and tweets. It's our corner for Anna's tweets.
今日は
The tea grandma made for us was delicious. I'm beginning to get a taste for green tea with no sugar in it. Did you enjoy lesson 31? Today's key sentence was
もう82歳ですよ。
I'm already 82 years old.
Next time, we'll also tell you about how Anna's doing at Sakura's grandmother's home.
Join us again.
さようなら。